Audio file lesson 104. Topic: Lazarus. Message: Jesus has power over life. The Bible text is found in John chapter 11, verses 1 to 7 and 11 to 45. The story: Lazarus. Jesus and his disciples were traveling when a messenger approached them and said, "Master, I am so happy to have found you. I am from Bethany. Mary and Martha have sent me to tell you that their brother Lazarus is very sick." Jesus listened and said, "This sickness will not lead to death. God shall show the greatness of his power through it, and it will be the way through which the Son of God will be glorified." Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters. He had always enjoyed visiting them, but Jesus did not see the need to hurry there immediately. 2 days later, Jesus decided to go to Bethany. He said, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." The disciples said, "If he is sleeping, then he will soon get well again." Jesus did not mean the natural sleep and said, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." In Bethany, the two sisters were grieving over their beloved brother. He had been placed in a grave, sealed with a big stone for 4 days by this time. Many people were still there to comfort them. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she hurried out to meet him. She knew that Jesus could have prevented the death of Lazarus. She said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now that I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "I know that he will rise again during the time of the resurrection." Jesus answered, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." "Do you believe this?" Martha answered, "Yes, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Martha returned to his sister and said, "Mary, go to Jesus. Mary, go and see. Jesus is here. He is asking for you." Mary hurried out to meet Jesus. The people present followed her. Mary cried bitterly and said, while falling on her knees, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Her grief touched Jesus, and he was deeply moved. Jesus asked, "Where have you laid him?" Then they took away the stone from the grave. Jesus looked up to heaven. "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe that you sent me." After this, he called loudly, "Lazarus, come forth." Everyone was looking at the entrance of the grave. Then Lazarus appeared, still wearing grave clothes and with his face wrapped. Many of the people who came with Mary and Martha saw the things Jesus did and believed him. Suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel about it. Let some of the children play the story in their role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dresses. Lesson instruction. Begin telling the story. During the discussion, ask the children, how does Jesus react when he hears the message that Lazarus is very sick? Possible answers are, he does not visit Bethany immediately. He knows that God will make Lazarus rise again. What happens when Jesus comes to Bethany? A possible answer is, Martha meets him and shows her confidence. What does Jesus do? Possible answers are, he goes to the grave of Lazarus. He prays to God and says, Lazarus, come out. What happens then? Lazarus, who had been in the grave for 4 days, come out. Jesus brings him back to life. Have the children repeat the following statement. Jesus raised Lazarus from death to life. Jesus can give us eternal life if we follow him in belief and trust. Real life application. Explain the following to the children. Although Lazarus had died, Martha trusted and believed in the Son of God. Jesus clearly showed that belief in him results in eternal life. We want to believe in Jesus as Martha did and trust him so that we can come to eternal life. How do we show such faith? Possible answers are, act in his mind, remain faithful, prepare for the day of the coming of Jesus with great joy. What else do we need to obtain eternal life? The sacraments in God's house. Finally, repeat the message with the children. Jesus has power over life.